385.
At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Sparrow at the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth in a moment to
be clear, Carol PD 42.
The paper called The Liberator, which spoke out against slavery in no uncertain terms. But let us briefly point out three Negroes who were greatly involved in the anti-slavery movement.
Listen, we're going to leave tomorrow night. We're going to follow the North Star. Bring along a few bills and the clothes that you'll wear. And remember, there's no turning back.
Oh, down, Moses.
Sometimes called Moses by the Negroes I helped escape from the Underground Railroad. But like the Bible Moses, I entered my Egypt to set my people free. As a conductor of the Underground Railroad, I led 300 Negroes from the plantations and farms through swamps and woods and across lakes and rivers to freedom in the North. And I never lost a passenger. I talks to God, and God talks to me. Now I hear them talking about the Constitution and the rights of men. I've come up to take hold to this Constitution. It looks mighty big. Then I says, God, what ails this Constitution? When I was born, they called me Isabella. But the Lord God done gave me a name with some meat. Soldier, the truth. And I did become a soldier. I traveled in many directions in America, staying in any one place only for a brief time. And then I traveled on, always speaking out the God's truth. The gospel to all kinds of people about freedom for the slaves, the rights of women, and freedom of equal opportunities for all people. I consider myself a messenger of the gospel.
facts, no slavery.
This speech
I'm
recent Gallup estimate that 20 million Americans, more than one out of every six adults who once approved of this war, have now come to consider it a mistake. During the past 2 years, a total of
I'm yellow is right. Here's Mr. Wellman, owner of the bike. You may have some interest in that. Mr. Wellman, we need to use all the radio audience as much as you remember. I think Charlie has used your picture to stop you about drive. Except for the crew. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wellman.
Everyone.
Private, please. Know what that means. But everything means.
Right, this direction below.
moving out, setting it, and the name of the wildfire. I like the wildfire, I can tell you like the wildfire, instead of caring about the wildfire, I like the wildfire.
I'm going to have to This is close to better now. They're ready for a test. They're ready to test. And it goes. And on, Ray. Being passed. They're flying up the plane. 6,000 feet. Engine beginning out. Still close to the new front. Only one thing left. Stop on the plane at all. They're landing on the first one. Now the engine's on. Eight.
Stay on the desert, calling Langham Field. Stay on the desert, calling Langham Field. Come in, please.
Right on, Ray. Stay back. They're playing up the plane. 6,000 feet. Engine beginning out. Good chance to release bomb. Only one thing left. Stop on the plane at all. They're landing on the first one. Now the engine's on. Now the engine's on. Now the engine's on.
Stay on the desert, calling Langham Field. 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 Come in, please. Red Army bombers in the basement of enemy flight machines over the desert patch. Engines are capacitated by heat waves. All crashed. One enemy machine destroyed. Enemy now discharging heavy black smoke in direction up. Smoke in direction up.
Guys, that the line is moving. Presentation of Earth and Rays on the next issue of Around the Air in the original dramatization of The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.